the love that the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Redeemer, you are our hope for life. In you we live, in you we walk, in you we have our entire being. Your hand is a strong tie unto us. Your feet has become the place of our pleasure, the place of our glory, the place of our dignity, the place of our elevation. We thank you because you've been what you have been to Adam unto us from the beginning. You've been what you are unto Jacob, unto Roth from the beginning. You've been what you are to Abraham, unto Roth even from the beginning. You've been unto what you are unto the Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry. Thank you for the privilege of coming. Thank you for the healing that has taken place in our midst. Thank you for provision that you have promised. We are expectant. The God of provision, we are expectant. The God that comes in his awesomeness, we are expectant. For this is a word to your servant, that in the awesomeness of your name and your power, you will make way where there is no way. You will make path for us, even in the midst of valley. You will bring up our valley, and you will exalt your name in all our confrontations. Thank you, dear Father. Our hope is in you. The goodness of the Lord God yesterday is our strength for today. It never failed. It never reduced. This is the reason why we are not consumed. Thank you for what you have done in the ages past. Thank you for what you are doing even right now. Your current is moving. We believe in your currency. We believe in your currency. We believe in your transactions. We believe in what you are doing in the midst of your people. We thank you because you are doing great, mighty works. Work of deliverance. Work of healing. Work of provision. You're shocking us with your presence. You're bringing the wall down so that we can pass to the other side. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amazing God. You're so great. The wonderful God. You're so mighty. Marvelous God. You're not walking by our frame of weakness, but you're walking according to your strength and mighty to do great and marvelous things in us. You're not walking by the frame of the economy that has, behold, come suddenly upon us, but you're walking according to the economy of heaven, in which large and great things, dumb things, have been made available. We are not afraid because we have you as our Father. We are not afraid because we have you as our Lord. We are not afraid because we have you as our provider. Thank you, Lord. All wounds shall be healed. All wounds shall be healed. Aches in the heart of men and women shall be taken care of. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to be a transactions like never before. And the name of the Lord God shall be glorified. Commit the lips of clay. Turn it to the lips of power. I'm framed in my mind. I'm framed in my look. But I'm asking for strength. I'm a stammerer. But you granted utterances to Moses. That stammerer. He spoke the oracle. He declare your mind. He declare your path and your way. Let my lips speak things that are more wondrous, even than the lips of Moses, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father. For in Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Can you praise the name of the Lord? For our God is worthy of praise. And greatly is to be praised in the sanctuary of his holy people. In the sanctuary of his holy people, we praise him with our lips. We praise him with our substance. We also praise him with our life. That is our ordination. Our coming together is to exalt him and to lift up his name. Can you praise him again? I count it a very, very great privilege to stand and to bring a word in a short while. And I want to appreciate the set man, my friend, Pastor Seyi Osanibi, for this privilege. Can you help me appreciate him and his wife? Praise God. Hallelujah. I said one of the gifts that God has given to Pastor is the gift of men. When you look at these men, Pastor Dele, Pastor Ogedon, and other people that are walking behind the scene, we will conclude that God has blessed you with men. You will not lack men of Issachar in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have the strength of Reubenites shall not be few in this house in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Judas will surround your table in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank all the pastors, Pastor Ogidon, Shola Ogidon, Pastor Dele Olubi, and all your wives. I thank you very much for standing with this commission. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that you have visions, but God wants you to stand here. And I know your standing is also to equip you more and more and to learn what it is. Myself and Pastor, we have privilege to speak with an individual. And we are talking about the need for patience, the need for learning. Ministry is not what you just dabble into like that. You must know the nitty-gritty. And the guy said, well, you learn on the job. It's not like a carnal thing. You must be fully persuaded that you have graduated. I see strange things in the church. And that strange thing is that it's only in the church that men does not learn graduation. They don't graduate and properly send forth before they leave. That shall not be our portion in this house in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I also want to appreciate choir. Can you help me clap for Joshua? Joshua is a bond servant. That boy is a very great bond servant. I want you to continue in the simplicity of your heart. Praise God. You may not understand now, but we are sure of your future. We are very, very certain. I'm assertive about your future. I can bet anything on your future. Don't depart. Praise God. And all your crew, I want to appreciate you too. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Austrian Department, great work you are doing. Brafemi, Ekusel, Luawa Peluni, Nkantu Maduininu, Uluwa Mashifuni, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My media people, thank you very much. God will continually lift you up in Jesus' name. The technical. Can you help me clap for technical? They have brought finesse and miraculous, supernatural, onto this equipment. They harassed me that as you harassed Pastor. I didn't tell Pastor. They harassed me that we know you can speak to Pastor. Praise God. But I don't know where you get miracles that makes this thing to work. Let that miracle continue in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctuary keeper, God bless you. Men have problems, and everybody, including me. The problem of men is because men fail to understand the kind of person that he is. We don't know ourselves. If you think you know yourself, you are only lying to yourself. You have not come to the truth that you have not known yourself. I don't want to do a division of the compartment of man, whether spirit, soul, and body. But I only want to tell you that there are two basic compartments in you, the outer man and the inner man. Praise God. And often and again, men are very, very convenient and find comfort zone in relating with the outer man. And they become so pleased, so comfortable with the outer man. And yet, the outer man cannot bring man to the journey of life that God destined for man. Man needs to relate with his inner man. Praise God. The outer man prevailed over the inner man after the fall of Adam. And it has become an issue, contentions, even right from the day when Adam fell. Man has not found his bearing. Even when the Lord Jesus Christ came to take man back into this aspect of his inner man, man still stayed tenaciously and hold grip on his outer man. Man always think over and again that he's an outer person. But man is not an outer man. Man is an inner man. So I want to look at how we can relate with our inner man, so that we can bring the full potential of God that is deposited in us as a fulfilled being, not in the context of what you want to become for yourself, but in the context of what God designed for you to become for Him. Praise God. So it is very, very, very important to relate with yourself that you are not an outer man. You are an inner man. We don't pay attention to the writing of Paul. If we pay attention to the writing of Paul, all these motivational books that we read, it works. Hello, church. It does what? But the danger in it is that it brings you into the strength of man, the strength of an outer man, and you think that that is all of you. You think that that is all of you, but that is not a 1/20 of you. That is not 1/100 of you. Even with all your motivational books that are spearing you to walk like a journey walker. Praise God. To speak the language of motivations. Praise God. There's psychology of motivation. There's physiology of motivations. All of these things, what it does for man is to bring man see into the outer man. But the writing of Paul has brought man into the writing of an inner man as God designed the first man called Adam. Praise God. The hour is come that the Son of Man should be what? Should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bring forth much fruit. He that love his life shall lose it. What a strange talk. He that love his life is not me shall lose it. You lose it. You can't save your life through your love for yourself. Praise God. And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. A brother sent a message to me, and he said God wanted him to become an apostle. I was seeking my counsel. I look at it, I don't know what to say. I asked the Holy Ghost, how do I attend to this issue? He said, please, I need your guidance. And I asked him, do you truly want me to guide you? He said, yes. I said, are you sure you want me to guide you? I told them that apostle is not a title. You are only looking for fame of this world. You are looking for the honor of this world. God has given you the spirit of revelation. You have the spirit of revelation even when you are unlearned. But it is not enough. You need to stay in a place where you will learn the truth about apostolic office. Stay as a brother and continue to do your work. Because major problem you have in life why you have not breakthrough is because you are not ready to tear the veil. You are not ready to learn. Praise God. It's not related to him alone. Now the word that they use here, glory, is often deployed for a believer when a believer is dead. Jesus talked about until I am glorified. Certain things will not happen until I am glorified. And so on and so forth. So when we see the death of a believer, we also assume or come into a place by saying that he has actually gone into what? Into glory. As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus Christ was also talking about his transition. He was talking about when he said, when the Son of Man is glorified. He was talking about his resurrection. When the veil of man will be torn and the actual thing, fullness of who he is, will be unveiled to man, that certain things will be revealed to man. Certain things will be done concerning the salvation of man. But it does not really and expressly imply that we really needed to wait for the time when we are dead before we are glorified. Praise God. We don't need to wait for that. As a matter of fact, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ has brought glory unto them that have received him as his Lord and his Savior. His resurrection has brought us into glory. So I'm not waiting to be glorified until when I am dead and wait for the resurrection of the dead. Praise God. I hope that is clear enough. I'm not going to wait till that time. I've been already glorified. But in the context of that glorification, it is a future hope. Because there are certain things that is required of me before that glory is assumed. Before I enter into that mode of the glory. Praise God. I have responsibility. I have a role to play. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, when he's talking about that, he talks about certain weight, certain influences, certain competence, certain capacity that has brought glory unto that man. Praise God. Please take note. Certain competence, certain capacity, certain ability that has brought glory unto that man. A man does not have any glory in life until the veil is torn. Praise God. Man cannot come into this glory. Man cannot come into this influence. Man cannot wear off the glory. Let's look at the case of an athlete. A man wake up, he said he wants to compete for an Olympics. And Olympic is not a child play. He needed a lot of rigorous training. He won't wake up 6 o'clock in the morning. As a matter of fact, he won't wake up 5 a.m. Ronaldo is a star and he has a lot of laurel as a result of serious gymming. Praise God. What were they looking for? They were looking for the laurel of this world. They were looking for the laurel of this earth, which confer unto them certain glory, respect, and dignity when they appear. Praise God. They are recognized. I'm very sure If Ronaldo enters this place now, many of you will lose track of what I am saying. Because he is coming with certain glory, certain aura. And those things come as a result of tearing the veil. He deliberately tore off the veil because he knows that behind this veil, there is certain things that is greater than the flesh, which is called inner man. Praise God. There's something that is much more resilient. There's something that is much more dynamic that makes man to be who man is than this flesh. Flesh is a drag. Praise God. Flesh is a drag. Flesh is a limitation to man. Flesh has not permitted man to become who God wanted him to be. Now, when I talk about flesh, I am not talking about walking in unrighteousness, in iniquity, but I'm talking about certain things that inhibit, certain things that stop certain transactions and activities for you to actually come into the real man in whom you are. Praise God. I don't want to mention it because this is not a primary school. And I know that we are children of the Spirit. Do you understand? We are children of the Spirit. So flesh has consistently become an hindrance and an obstacle. Flesh is our barrier. Flesh is our barrier. With flesh, we can never become what God desires and determined for us to become. So, we need to deal with flesh. And so, when Jesus Christ was talking, he used flesh as a con. Flesh is a con. When you see con, the life of the con is not in the outer part of the con. Praise God. Con has a lot of layers. The life of the con is not in the outer part of the con. The life of the con is inside. And so, for the expression of that con to come into life, con require to die. And as soon as the death of con takes place, what you see is that it sprouts up. There's a sprouting. The air is come. And a single con became much con. Praise God. But nobody knows that within that unit of con, there are many lives in that con. This is the concept. This is an allegory in which Jesus Christ is using for man. He was not talking about himself. Of course, it's relevant, applicable, because at his death, much men were drawn to him. That's why he said, if I be lifted up. Lifted up is not talking if I become worthy, if I become glorious, if I become blessed, if I have riches, if I be lifted up, is the same word as a serpent was lifted up in the wilderness and died. So it's lifted up, he's talking about as soon as I hung, you hang me at the Calvary. It's not going to be only me. It's going to be many more of me. Praise God. It's going to be many more of me. It's going to be many more of my type. So, as soon as the Lord Jesus Christ was hung up, the glorification started. Praise God. The glorification, he was being glorified in that death. Praise God. We now have issues in the church because we don't look that as glorification. Especially when a man is going through severe and intense persecution for the purpose of glory to be unveiled in the nearest future. He begins, Lord, take this cross. Lord, take this cross. I'm tired of 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 this cross. Whereas that is where your glorification is. Praise God. That is where your honor is. But man dwells within the veil, because that pain, that moment of pain, that moment when flesh is being torn, and for you, for the real you to be unveiled, is excruciating pain that you cannot bear, and it is required, because what they want to do is to bring the real you out. It happens in the church, you see it. In our workplaces, you see it. In our home, we see it. Wherever we go, we see it. But because of the hindrance and obstacles of the flesh, man always resists that kind of training. Man, we always want to resist. They don't want to be failed. They still want to remain in flesh. They're dealing with flesh, but they still want to live the flesh. Praise God. Also, you see a man who stays in the same place for a very longer time by the reason of not ready to learn and to subject himself to that crucifixion in which Christ is being crucified. Paul, when he was looking at it, he said, I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. In actual fact, was Paul there when Jesus Christ was crucified? Physically, he was not there. But he has learned that the only thing that is required of him is to live, to replicate that same contempt, that same content, and become crucified in flesh. What he was saying is that, I do not allow flesh to influence my operation. I do not allow flesh to trigger my work. There is something within me that is more than flesh. If he had allowed, he wouldn't have gone to Jerusalem. Especially when all the restrictions were all around him. Famous prophet came. So shall it be done to the man who owns this schedule if he dare go to Jerusalem. He said, do you want to break my heart? I am not only ready to go to Jerusalem, I'm prepared to die. He was not looking at flesh. Flesh is not an hindrance. But many of us, we have allowed flesh to hinder us. We have allowed flesh to restrict what God intends and desires to do in our lives. We look things in the concept of outer man. Whereas, we ought to have looked things in the concept of what? The inner man. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it is very, very important that we must begin to relate with our inner man if we are going to be what God wants to be. Now, man is entirely and completely veiled by the image of flesh. Praise God. Man is entirely and completely veiled by the image of flesh. And that is why the operation of man is vain. Do you understand? It takes time to pay attention to flesh, outer flesh than the inner man. Or outer man than the inner man. It takes a lot of time. You want to pay attention to the outer man. What are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? What kind of shoes will I wear? Praise God. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, have you ever considered the raiment, the lily? They take no thought of all of these things. And yet the glory that Solomon had was a tight place concerning the glory that had bestowed upon this. And where is the glory of the flower? The glory of the flower is when it sprouts up. But before it sprouts up, he shed those things. Flesh is a weight. And until we deal with flesh, you are in school. You don't deal with flesh. You might not be among those who will be called for glory. in the days of graduation, and they are reading citation, because we were looking at a small child who scored 292 in jam. In this jam. And Pastor, and of course, Expressless is qualified for medicine. And Pastor looked at that. He said, no, you can't go for medicine. Wow. If they said that to you, what will you do? And he said, you can't read medicine. It will take your time. 7 years. You won't have time for any other day. And he said, sir, what course do I arrive there? Pastor prescribed the course for. Immediately, the parents were arranging for it. Those are the people who understand the inner man. Do you understand what I'm talking about this morning? Of course, she would have glory in it. Because the pastor just told you to make up. I'm messing here, going to mash it. Praise God. For it's looking beyond the altar. He's looking, and that little girl understood. I said, can we get the university? Immediately they were arranged right there. They were arranged. They said, we didn't see it that way. Praise God. Listen, until your operation transcends this outer man, you will remain stagnant. But that shall not be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to deliberately bail out of this. In our prayer life, in our services in the church, flesh has become an entrance, obstacle and barrier. We don't want to convenience ourselves. You only para me. I only do what I want to do and leave the rest. Flesh. You begin to look at things in your own things, not in the things of God. Flesh. Praise God. Even when you are giving things, you consider. You think, if I pay my tithe, you know, I could not count to you. I could 15,000. Tithe is not law. Praise God. That is not law. Of course, that is not law. But the giving of tithes is a work of righteousness that make God to trust you with future wealth. If he cannot trust you, how did he use it? He said, if you are not faithful in a little, how can we trust you with eternal things? They can't trust you. Only trust. You know, I've not come into the place of trust. Because just little thing. I see money as an instrument. Just go. Praise God. What is money? It's a paper. It's ordinary paper. And you want God to trust you with the wealth. You say, riches of heaven. I want for any riches of earth. God, oh, misuse it. I want the riches of heaven. Praise God. It will kill you. God is not ready to kill you. He's not prepared to do another burial. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So all of these things is because of we pay so much attention to the outer man. Come for Riaza. Praise God. Do this. You drag your legs. To ba je pe pastor mo bi ti mo tin bo ni, ko ni so pe ki nse nkan to ni ki nse yen, who are you? Praise God. You know what they said to Jesus Christ, because they were looking at him as an outer man. He said, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this wealth? He said, well, the time has come. He said, if you had known the person who stand before you, he would have given you a water of the living rivers that will flow from your soul. Go ye only what? You don't even have something to draw the water. You are talking of living. He was looking at that man as an outer man. But the time came when Jesus Christ said, Go and call your husband. He said, I don't have husband. He said, in that. He was revealing himself. He was actually revealing himself. Because that woman needed to know him because of the assignment that is for him, for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, he said, and right there, he said, I know you don't have husband, but you have had 5 husbands previously. I said, you must be a prophet. It's now that he knows that. She was saying before that you don't have something to draw water from this place. But now you are talking about my husband, 5 previous husband. And the woman draw her, because the inner man was made manifest. Each and every one of us have similar glory. We have similar honor. We have similar attitude. If only we can deal with this veil. I will read one scripture and I will close with this thought. Praise God. I will read 2. Sorry, permit me. One in the Corinthians, the other one in Ephesians. 2 Corinthians 4:11. It says, For we which live are always delivered unto death. Okay. For we which live are always delivered unto death. For Jesus' sake. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Now we have issue. Praise God. We have issue with this. The first issue is that we don't even know what the life of Jesus is. If you ask an average believer, what is the life of Jesus? They'll tell you miracle, signs, wonders, he healed the sick, this and that and so on and so forth. No. But beyond that, there is an expression of God's life. He became an effulgence. The express image of an invisible God. It was through him that we know God, this is God. He represented God. He did all that God would have done if God is putting on flesh like him. He was God-man. He was a God-man. God in flesh of a man. God cannot manifest in the flesh of a man until the flesh of man gives way for God to express himself. Do you understand? God cannot manifest in flesh because he's not a solely car person. He's not a solely God. God is not flesh. Praise God. God is a spirit. But he can manifest himself once the flesh has given way. The moment the flesh gives way, you see the full expression of God. And that is the inner man. Listen, when bread was battered in you, what was battered in you is God himself. Praise God. Do you agree with me? What God battered in you was God himself. But that God himself will not struggle with your flesh. He will allow you to make choice. It's the same template when Joshua called the Israelites, choose whom you will serve. And Paul was also saying the same thing to us. He said, in the book of Romans, he said, to those who you yield your member to obey, to him you become a servant. Do you understand? So if you yield your member unto flesh, you become servant of flesh. Flesh will begin to send you message. You are tired, you can't wake up and pray. Sleep a little more. When I'm in the place of prayer, the reason why I look time is to do exactly what Pastor said. To regulate. Because I know I have an assignment tomorrow. So when I look at the time, I say, okay, it's getting to 4. I need to still sleep. At least let me have another 2 hours rest. That's the reason why I look to time. Not that I want to count how many hours have I spent in the place of prayers. No, it's not for that. It's not for that reason. Praise God. Now, the second scripture is still this first scripture. Look at that 2 Corinthians 4, 2, verse 16 to 18. 16 to 18. He said, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is what? Is renewed day by day. In other words, the renewal of inward man cannot take place on there is a peril to the outward man. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is when your outer man is completely put to death. You have to deliberately. You have to make it happen. Listen, it's not one day work. It's a gradual shedding of weight. It's a gradual shedding of weight. This one, I drop it. That one, I drop it. This one, I will not do it. Until when you discover that the Egyptians that was pursuing you, you see them no more. Praise God. So, he said, for which cause we faint not. Okay. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Do you hear that? Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So, glorification is not resurrection when you are resurrected. But resurrection, the real resurrection that should take place in our life is to resurrect the inner man. And superimpose the inner man on the outer man. You have resurrected. Praise God. You have resurrected. But it requires a lot of affliction. And the Bible calls it a light affliction. You know, it may not be a light affliction though, Pastor Ogi. Could it be? It's not a light affliction. What Paul called a light affliction was never a light affliction. But in terms of estimation, comparison, he's trying to compare the result of that affliction that this is inconsequential. Compare with the glory that will be made revealed after I have endured this suffering. How many of us want to stay in the place of suffering? Suffering in the church. How many of you know that there is suffering in the church? If you have not suffered in the church, you can't come into this. Paul said, even if they use us, they use Abba. Paul was used. Can you stand in the place where you are being used? Can you allow yourself to be used for Christ? Can you deliberately allow yourself to be used for Christ? And I know one you legit can you can't love me. No. After all, at the end of the day, it's Pastor Sheyah and his wife. And by extension, his children. And so what? It's for Christ. It's all for him. It's all for him. We must come into the place of this complete and total surrenderness. Where you become a tool, an instrument. I was telling them in the adoption class, I said, word-born servant is somebody who has made contract with death, that even in death I will serve this person. And we saw Meshach, we saw Abednego, we saw them operating in that bond of death. We are not afraid of your decree, O ye king, but we will yet not bow. Even if the God that we call did not save us, we will still not bow. Abba, born servant. They have become born servants. We are going to the place of death. Yes. We are going to the place of death. Yes, we are ready to die. How many of you can die for Jesus Christ? If Boko Haram enter this place now, you see people will forget their Bible. Am I talking? You will. In fact, you will jump and jump and jump and jump and jump. Praise God. But we must learn this boldness that even if this earthly body is perished, even this earthly, is there who unto him who can kill the body but cannot kill the spirit? So, Oh yes, you become a martyr for Christ. Can you stand that? Can you relate with that? And becoming a martyr for Christ is start with your little assignment. How many of you can come to the church? If they ask you for it, we have service 5 a.m. Why would we pay? Money lecture on the 7. Estimation of time is good, like Pastor said, but let me make an appearance. Praise God. Let me make an appearance. Bond servant. Well, can't become a bond servant until you can relate with the inner man. The last scripture, the book of Ephesians chapter 3. 3:16, I guess. 3:16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. He will still talking about this glory because it's important for us to understand the concept of glory. Glory is about weight, it's influence. The influence you can wield on people. Like I said, if Ronaldo is here now, many of you will forget Christ for a moment. Hey, Ronaldo. Praise God. I was telling my wife, I said, yesterday we were on board with a fire ship, and Pastor was going. He didn't look at his side. Praise God. And I said, what do I want to greet him? Praise God. But me, I teach him. I just teach him. I just wait. I said, Your Excellency. You know, he was confused. He was just confused. He said, good afternoon, sir. I said, good morning, sir. He was confused. You understand? No, I came to Pastor. I said, why don't you greet this man? He said, what do I want to greet him? Why? Because he was not looking at him based on his office. He was looking at him as the heaven will look at him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, you just discover that many of us, we have not really understood that the glory is about influence. The glory is about how many of the people you have. You are praying for glory. God, give me glory. God, I was asking my little daughter. I said, give me the definition of glory. I want to know the definition of glory. And if I ask any of you, you won't know. You think the firmament that appear, the sea that we saw, all of those things, they cause glory. But most importantly, the influence of God upon men. That is what we call sovereignty of God. That is his glory. So if you don't have that kind of influence upon others, especially in the concept of what you're learning in the church, you have not come into glory. So he said, strengthen with might by his spirit in the what? Inner man, that will grant you according to the riches that, no, please go back, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Continue. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, verse 18, last one, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth, height, and to know the love of Christ with perfect knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Fullness of God comes after you have dealt with your flesh. I pray for each and every one of us this morning. God is going to grant us the capacity. We will deliberately die in this flesh, so that the inner man will resurrect in us. And we will become what God wants us to become. The glory of the Lord will be seen in us. His power will be made manifest. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the privilege. We ask, O God of glory, that the work will work in us. It will work for me, it will work for your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will do the work. You will help us to do the work. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name we prayed.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.